Keith, this is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we worship you. We praise you and we thank you because you are the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. And Lord, I worship you and praise you as the word goes forth today. I ask you to reveal this mighty word to everyone that hears it. I ask you to open their hearts to the understanding of what it means to receive eternal life and to live in it. Now, Satan, I rebuke you and I command you to not steal a word out of anybody's mind or heart today in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just praise you and thank you for the privilege to be your son. Use these mighty words as we talk about eternal life today to bring glory and honor to the precious name of Jesus Christ. Now then, you know, we're going to talk a little bit more about eternal life and what it means to receive eternal life. You know, this new creation is the most outstanding miracle of human experience. There's just no two ways about it. To think that a man can receive into his very spirit the very nature and life of God himself is an incredible thing to the natural mind. In fact, to the natural mind, that's virtually impossible. You can't comprehend it. And he gives us this answer in 1 Corinthians 2:14. He says, "Now the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, and he cannot know them because they are spiritually understood." So you see right there, that's why that most people cannot read and understand the Bible. Most people have never received eternal life. Until you receive eternal life and receive the Holy Spirit, it's impossible for you to understand the Bible. It makes absolutely no sense to you. Now the natural mind receives all its impulses and knowledge from the five physical senses, which, of course, are seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, and feeling. There is no other means for the natural man to obtain knowledge. His spirit is not responsive to divine things. God cannot reveal things to that man. He cannot understand spiritual things. Consequently, the only knowledge a natural man can receive is that which he has come through his or someone else's five physical senses. Now, all the knowledge we teach in our colleges, our universities, our technical schools, all of this knowledge comes from the five physical senses. We are making a distinction between sense knowledge and revelation knowledge, between the natural or physical man and the spiritual man. Now, I do not condemn the natural man because he doubts miracles or because he doubts the Bible. It would be a perfectly normal thing for him to do this because he cannot understand these things. These things are absolute in a realm above him. The natural man is spiritually dead, and so therefore he cannot comprehend these mighty things. Now, in Ephesians chapter 2, the first three verses, "And you did he make alive when you were dead through your trespasses and sins, wherein ye once walked according to the course of this age, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that has now worketh in the sons of disobedience, among whom we also all once lived in the lust of our flesh, doing the desires of the flesh and of the thoughts, and were by nature children of wrath." Now then, death here means union with Satan, a partaker of the satanic nature. There's only two types of nature. There's satanic or God. There's only two realms. There is no other. Now, I know that some of you who hear this will be shocked by it. I was at first and thought I could never tell it to anyone. It is like a cancer or TB or any other deadly disease. It is not nice to talk about, but it must be faced. Now, spiritual death has to be faced. That's all there is to it. That is the reason Jesus Christ came to this earth, to give man, who was spiritually dead, a new nature. Now, God is love. When God imparts His nature to us, we have a love nature. Now, you will find men and women that didn't know what love was until they become born-again Christians and they receive this divine nature, the nature of God. You will see everything about it, because when you see this, when you see people that receive eternal life, I'm telling you, it will have a profound effect upon the home. Now, in a home where the husband and wife have lived very unhappily, have quarreled, and had their continual differences, there is a great need of this new kind of life. Absolutely must have it if you want to change that home. Now, all the medicines and all the doctors and all the psychologists in the world is not going to change that home until that home becomes a possessor of eternal life. That is more than likely that they would have separated had it not been for the children. Lots of people, the only reason they stay together is because they have kids the first few years of their life. And at least if they stay together, that's better than separating. Now then, now they have both received eternal life. In other words, whenever a family, a man and a woman, both receive eternal life, they have discovered the new way of life. They will no longer quarrel. The things that caused their differences before have ceased to be, and they are passed over without friction. In other words, they have a new nature. Now, it has a tremendous effect on children also, I might add. The effect on the children is absolutely awesome. In fact, one little boy said, "Papa, what has happened to you and Mama? You don't fight anymore. You haven't sworn at me for a long time. What happened to you, Daddy?" The father took him in his arms and said, "Son, I have received eternal life. I am a Jesus man now." The new life changes everything. Children who grow up in this atmosphere seldom go wrong. They are guarded from it by something within them. It is deeply important that every man and woman who is thinking of marriage and of a family should consider this question: have I a right to bring children into the world until I myself have received eternal life? Now, this is a problem. This is a real problem for the prospective father and mother to solve. Now, you will have a higher type of children. They will be more easily governed. They will be more trustworthy. Even if they do not become Christians, they will always bear the mark of their parents' union with Christ. It will mean a happier home. But it also means something else. It means that your life comes into fellowship with the Father's life. It means that you have God as your Father and that you are His child. It means that you have God's ability to assist you in life's fight. You know, whenever people receive eternal life, still the enemy so deceives us, we do not know who we are. That beast, Satan, and his hosts have done such a good job on the church. In fact, just a few days ago, I was over in Greenville, Texas, preaching the word on a Saturday afternoon. We had about a three-hour teaching, and there was a little over 100 people there. And probably of all the people that came up, and lots of people came up because I prayed for people there for an hour and 45 minutes. And I probably had 10 to 12, maybe 15, especially women. And usually it was women that their husband had died or they had been divorced, that they were living in a state of depression. Now, these women had received eternal life, but they didn't know how it affected them. They didn't know their power and authority. When I begin to tell those ladies that you're a princess of the King of the universe, you would see them look up at me. They were startled. What do you mean I'm a princess? I said, you're God's daughter. You're a child of the King of the universe. He is the King. If he's the King, then you're his daughter. You're a princess. You need to begin to see yourself as a little princess of the King of the universe. Then you need to begin to understand that he has given you all power and authority over the forces of darkness. And I would begin to quote scriptures to them, like Luke 10:19-20, where the Lord says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the evil spirits have to be subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Now you can take people and you can tell them also that are living in the depressed state, even people that have received eternal life, that really don't know what they have. You can lead them to Isaiah 61:4 and tell them, the spirit of praise drives away the spirit of heaviness. And as I prayed for these ladies and shared these things with them, I had a lady call me tonight from Ada, Oklahoma, that told me that one of her lady friends that went with her had been depressed and living in a state of depression for over 10 years, was completely delivered and set free, and that happened on Saturday, and on Sunday morning, the 28th, she was worshiping and praising the Lord, and she was so happy she was telling everybody about it in her church. Well, all we got to do is learn the Word. The problem is a lack of the Word. I've come to realize we do not know the Word of God. But when we learn it, we can do great and mighty things for the kingdom of God. I'd like to invite you to write me for complete teaching, audio and video tapes on all these subjects I talk about. I would be happy to send you audio and video tapes. I have many. They're Post Office Box 35, Justin, Texas, 76247. Or you can give me a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can find us on the web at www.tlsm.org. And all of my events, my calendar of events, is all in there where I'm speaking. And I go all over to speak.